This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel ordered people out of swaths of the main southern city in the Gaza Strip on Monday. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports Israeli troops have entered Khan Yunis.
Desperate residents of Khan Yunis flee on foot, carrying what they can of their belongings. On Monday, Israel ordered people out of swathes of the main southern city in the Gaza Strip. As they left, bombs fell on areas still described as safe. Many are being displaced for a second or third time since the war broke out on October 7th.
80% of Gaza's 2.3 million people have now been made homeless in an Israeli bombing campaign that has reduced much of the crowded coastal strip to a desolate wasteland. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Today at COP28, the first ever thematic day on trade.
The fact is, we cannot get to net zero without trade, because it is indispensable for spreading low-carbon technology to everywhere it is needed.
Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, the head of the World Trade Organization, who presented concrete trade policy actions that can help combat climate change. Five people died, and one of India's busiest airports was submerged due to torrential rains. As two southern states reeled under the effect of Cyclone Mitwang on Monday, likely to hit in the next 24 hours, Cyclone Mitwang expected to make landfall on the coast of southern India Tuesday morning. Sustained winds expected at 90 to 100 kilometers per hour. Nearly 7,000 people have been evacuated. They hope to evacuate 28,000. This is VOA News. The Athi River.